Wall Street Journal, a day in the life of Jeffrey Epstein included meeting Bill Gates, wealthiest man in America. By Amy Farr on May 5, 2023. Details have emerged regarding Jeffrey Epstein's calendar and four of the nation's wealthiest men, whom he was reportedly scheduled to meet in 2014. The Wall Street Journal article published Thursday cited a September 8, 2014 calendar date, adding that it reviewed schedules and emails listing names such as Microsoft founder and philanthropist Bill Gates. 6 years before this calendar date of meetings, Epstein pleaded guilty to soliciting and procuring a minor for prostitution and registered as a sex offender. Therefore, these individuals reportedly met with Epstein after he became a sex offender. The wealthy group also included Thomas Pritzker, Leon Black, and Mortimer Zuckerman. In August 2019, Epstein was found dead in a Manhattan jail cell after reportedly committing suicide, according to Breitbart News. The outlet added, he was charged last month on sex trafficking-related charges. The journal article continued. Mr. Gates, the co-founder of Microsoft, has said they discussed philanthropy, and it was a mistake to meet with Epstein. Mr. Black, a co-founder of Apollo Global Management, who has said previously he met for tax and estate advice, declined to comment. The other two men haven't previously discussed their meetings with Epstein and didn't respond to requests for comment. Mr. Pritzker is chairman of Hyatt Hotels and Mr. Zuckerman is a real estate investor and media owner. On this day, Mr. Gates was scheduled to spend several hours with Epstein, accompanying him to various meetings. Mr. Gates runs, with his ex-wife, one of the world's biggest philanthropies. In September 2021, Gates pointed to the fact the man was dead when asked about what he learned from his admitted mistake of meeting with Epstein. Well, he's dead, so. You know, in general, you always have to be careful, he commented. In May 2022, Gates said, I made a mistake ever meeting with Jeffrey Epstein, according to Breitbart News. Meanwhile, the journal said Epstein and Gates were supposed to go to Epstein's home for a meeting with Zuckerman, who owns U.S. News & World Report. Later, Epstein and Gates were scheduled to go to the Four Seasons Hotel. The Four Seasons, a luxury hotel chain in which Mr. Gates's investment firm holds a stake, was the next scheduled stop. There, Epstein introduced Mr. Gates to Catherine Ruemmler, who until earlier that year had served as President Obama's top White House lawyer. Ruemmler has since said she regrets ever knowing Epstein. Documents indicate the pool of individuals connected to Epstein after he became a sex offender is larger than previously known. The journal reported Sunday that William Burns, director of the Central Intelligence Agency since 2021, had three meetings scheduled with Epstein in 2014, when he was Deputy Secretary of State, the documents show. Former President Bill Clinton apparently welcomed Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein to the White House, according to photos posted in 2021. The pair visited in 1993 once Epstein reportedly donated to the Oval Office's refurbishment.